1929. I'd come to Chicago after life at Collinwood had, for various reasons, become unbearable. Oh, I knew I'd eventually go back, but here in the city I could forget it all. The dreary Maine winters, those lonely nights of the full moon when I'd hide in the shadows of the great house, brooding over the werewolf curse I'd once carried. So much baggage. Somehow, here, I was able to leave all that behind. In Chicago, I was part of a new, modern world with a wealth of spirits and beautiful women. Needless to say, I availed myself of that wealth at every opportunity. I was a young spirit, carefree and reckless, blessed with immortality. I'd settled in a small apartment on the city's north side in the Lincoln Park District, right in the throbbing heart of Chicago's darkest side. A speakeasy on every street corner, black cars full of mysterious figures, the mobsters who kept the lifeblood of alcohol flowing through the city's veins. Sudden, brutal violence, right out in the open, and so often very, very close. My entire life, I've walked on the edge of darkness, and sometimes fallen into its embrace. Here in Chicago, I lurked in the shadows, never seeking to draw attention. Even so, people I encountered, however briefly, always seemed to sense there was something different about me, something supernatural, deadly, perhaps.
Look at him. That is the finest looking man I've ever seen. He passes this way a lot, but he scares me somehow. Yeah, he must be a devil with looks like that.
Even the members of Chicago's deadliest mob steered clear of me, as if they instinctively knew that their knives and guns were useless against the powers of my blessed curse. I walked tall and unchallenged through those streets. Of course, I possessed no real powers to wield against any mobster, so it was just as well that our paths seldom crossed. I spent most of my evenings in one speakeasy or another. There were plenty to choose from, and after a while, the rituals necessary to gain admittance became oddly amusing.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the Arcadia Hotel. Do you have a reservation?
I certainly do.
What's the name?
One-Eyed Jack.
This way, please.
Lead the way.